The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, it's Patrick Starr. Welcome to Say Yes to the Guest. I've invited some of my most fiercest friends who be doing the most sometimes to spill some tea on everything from how they got success, how they stay inspired, and what they do on their downtime. Girl, we're talking about things that have never been discussed before. Oh, and of course, beauty and business. Are you ready? Say Yes to the Guest starts now.
I heard you wanna chat with your girl. Business and beauty, come and confess how you make your money and say yes to the guest.
Y'all, shalom black.
Hi, Patrick.
What's up?
I'm great.
I have not seen you in so long.
It's been a while.
Has it
been a year?
I think you were in my music video, my first ever go-off music video. I had to have you.
Yeah, that was like really amazing to shoot. I still look back at the pictures and I'm like, damn, I look so good.
There's a shot of you like with your profile and when you jerk your like head and the ponytail flips in front of this big light. It's in the opening scene. And
that
it's
was
also
a moment.
In the teaser that I was like, we have to have that shot.
Thank you for always like thinking about me.
Always. I have such an attraction to you. I am gay, but I have such an attraction to you.
Do you want to date me, Patrick? I mean,
let's fuck right now.
I like people babies. With money, okay?
Well, speaking of people with money, you got money, girl. You have success. I want to brag about you a little bit to everyone. Guys, we have an amazing person in front of me. Someone with the biggest heart. Someone that's helped me through my biggest insecurity. We have Shalom Black. And I want to brag about you, girl, because you've been featured on channels like Vogue, Allure, Target, Harper's Bazaar, Essence, and the YouTube Creator Spotlight. You have 1.57 million on your channel. Ooh. And you are a Streamy Awards honoree. And you're just an overall icon. And
thank you.
You are a success. And that's what YES stands for. You say yes to the guest.
Thank you so much for having me, Patrick. Like, that was such an amazing intro. Because sometimes I'd be forgetting, like, how far I have gotten. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the recall is like, wow. That's like amazing because it's not a lot of people that get like the opportunity that I've been given. So thank you.
When did we freaking meet? Do you remember?
I think it might have been like either 2017. When did you do your first collab with Mac?
With Mac, I think I saw you had beautiful shadow and I was on stage. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God. And I was like, I love you. And you're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And then
I think I still have the picture.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 2017, right? That you went to that party, was that the first time we met?
That was the first time the first time I met you was at IMAD. And that was like maybe 2015 when I was just starting to get into like the YouTube world. Okay. And I was so excited to like just go and be around makeup. And I remember seeing you. And by the way, at that time, I didn't like blow up or anything like that. Nobody knows me. So I went to IMAD and I remember you standing at one of the booths. And there was just like a bunch of people just surrounding you. And I was just looking at you from far away. I was like, wow.
You're like, wow, who the
Your
fuck
makeup
is that?
Was like on point. I've never seen anyone makeup look like the picture that they have. So I was like, wow. I just looked at you, never came up because I was too scared to go up to anybody.
Oh, so we didn't meet.
We didn't meet there, but I saw you.
Interacted at the Mac launch event.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you are a burn survivor. You are vulnerable. You shared, like, there's a couple of viral moments that put you on the YouTube map as a featured creator. Yeah. And you're literally banking on being vulnerable, being successful. Like, you're the epitome of black girl magic.
Wow.
To me too. I think that's so crazy.
Thank you.
So can you talk a little bit about like your beginning, your journey?
My journey, like where to start even start? As you mentioned, I'm a burn survivor. That alone was like a lot for me. I never thought I would ever put myself in like the forefront, you know, where people can bully me and just, you know, be vulnerable. I think everything I did was just like taking chances. And it wasn't necessary for like, oh, hey, I want to be famous or anything like that. It was just like, I just want to take a chance and open myself and not be so afraid to be, you know, a burn survivor because there's nothing I could do about it. And so I decided, you know, YouTube and Instagram was like the place to try it. And the response was just, you know, amazing. It wasn't anything I expected people to like respond and be like, wow, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. You inspire me. So I started posting on YouTube, and then I did the Power of Makeup video. Uh-huh. And that was like the one that really like started putting me on the map. And from there, you know, the rest is history. And here I am.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's crazy because it's like you're a burn survivor, but then you like, I think you met, I saw one of your videos, the YouTube spotlight one, and you mm-hmm. said because you were a burn victim, you immediately went to makeup.
Yeah.
To cover it. And yeah. I remember in the video, you said that your dad would tell you to cover up yeah. and, you know, cover your arms and everything. But mm-hmm. your version of covering up was makeup because you still yeah. wanted to look pretty and yeah. feel good. And that's how you found like YouTube. And
yeah, it's exactly.
ironically, you became a beauty star.
Beauty star. Can you imagine that?
Right.
That's like crazy to me. I remember when they started giving me makeup at the hospital, I just got so happy. You know, I'll really? Be at home just practicing. My eyebrows were looking like mm-hmm. crap. But yeah. it was just a practice. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. I have to learn how to do this. But also, I feel like at the same time, I loved makeup, but I also depended on it mm-hmm. to where I was too afraid mm-hmm. to not have it or to be seen without it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think like the thing that ended up working out for me is realizing that I can appreciate makeup and love it, but not depend on it and mm-hmm. still be okay, like, with myself without it. And I feel like when I found that balance, that's when I felt like I started really enjoying makeup.
Would you say that it took time for you yes. to be just time?
Yes.
To be comfortable in your skin and social media, seeing other people be vulnerable too?
I feel like I'm still working on it, you mm-hmm. know? Confident, like to me, it's like an everyday thing that you have to work on. You can't just get up one day and be like, I am confident and that's it and nothing can faze me. Mm-hmm. There's still little things, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of faze me. So mm-hmm. I do feel like social media did have like a lot to do, not necessarily with my, how would you say? Huh. Okay, I don't know the word for it, but I felt like putting myself out there also helped me gain a lot of confidence mm-hmm. because of like people's response. But mm-hmm. then at the same time, I talk about this too. I was like, I guess us as human, we always find other ways to try to, instead of like going through something, we mm-hmm. try to kind of cut corners mm-hmm. and feel like, oh, well, if I just jump into this, I'll feel better. Mm-hmm. And so when I was getting the positive comments, I started living through those mm-hmm. and not necessarily working on myself. Because I'm like, I feel good because people are commenting positive mm-hmm. stuff about me. Mm-hmm. But then when I do see the negative ones, I'm mm. down. So it was like up to me now to like really work on personally getting that confident within mm. myself.
So you could feel and whole love. And exactly. fulfilled at the same time.
So, yeah.
Can you talk about your most viral video? Because that one, I think, shook me.
Yeah.
I think although, you know, you're straight and I'm gay, mm-hmm. I was like,
was it relatable?
It was, bitch, because I was like, how the fuck did she do this? So for you guys listening, she broke the fucking internet when you asked your crush to yeah. take off your wig and your makeup.
Yeah.
What was going through your
Let
mind?
Let me say this, Patrick. I don't know like how many people can relate, but I mean, I guess 15 million people related. But
okay.
Listen. I just thought about something that I was like, when I talk to guys, it's very hard for me. Like, yes, you mm-hmm. can kind of tell I got burned, mm-hmm. but have you like seen it, mm-hmm. you know, like without makeup? I was scared.
I think I literally cried at the yeah. end when you put your hands into your face.
Yeah, and I wanted to cry.
It was just so crazy for me watching. Yeah. It's like I couldn't take my I did not pause. I did not skip. Yeah. I was watching
so
his every
crazy.
Move. That girl, go back and check the retention on that video because it is probably 100% because it's literally worth every single second.
I had no idea that that was going to do that well. Mm. Had no idea, but I know I was so scared at that moment doing that video. And it wasn't something that, I mean, yes, it's something that I have thought about my whole entire life when it comes to like dating, relationship and stuff. But it wasn't something I thought I would do a video about. So sitting there, I was like, oh my God, not only am I doing this video, like, yes, my audience knows that, you know, but like somebody that I like mm-hmm. to be open like that, that was so scary.
And then how did you feel after? And the response, you know, and it going viral?
I felt great about myself being able to go through that because now I'm like, you know what? when I am in a relationship or really interested in someone and we are actually talking, it would be easier for me to just let it, you know, in the open. This was somebody I had a crush on, not necessarily knowing if they felt the same thing for me. But I was like, what if it's actually somebody that felt the same thing for me? Would they stop? But then I had to, like, you know, catch myself. Like, if they do, then that means they're just not meant to be in my life. So that was great. And then the response, I think I was in shock. Like, I honestly was just like, okay. I think in like 5 days, it was like seven million.
Yes, I was like, how is that? I caught it on the second day.
Yeah. Like, how was that possible?
2 or 3 million. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing. I think that video and just like feeling your warmth and your energy inspired me to reach out to you for me to reveal my hair loss and my baldness. And I was like, oh my God.
How is
like,
that for you?
I mean, it's not like 15 million. It was it was just like enough.
But no, like personally, because I know how I felt like doing that. And again, like I never actually knew that you were bald underneath the big head wrap. I just thought it was something that Patrick, you know,
it like just... like for those listening that may know what I look like, I've had this turban since YouTube, since I started YouTube, because I started losing my hair like 20 years old, 21. I remember in high school, my hair started falling out into like my geometry book. And I was just like, oh my God, like the hair is getting stuck in the middle. Like I vividly remember the hair like falling in the cracks of the book and just me being stressed.
I can't
like,
imagine that.
I was like, oh, maybe it's senioritis or... or what? And then I was like, oh, I can kind of look skinnier and more proportion if I have like a little head wrap or protective looking style, even though there was nothing to protect.
Why the scalp. Didn't you think of like, I could have just wear a wig? Like,
I don't know, because I don't think I could afford wigs like that. Yeah, I couldn't afford wigs. They're $20-$30. That was so expensive for me back then. I was just like, let me buy this $15 scarf at Target and throw it on my head. And the shape of it also made my face more oval. And so I started wearing headbands, but then I eventually lost more hair and it was crazy. So I started wrapping my head. And then in terms of drag, I started creating this like little bump it.
Yeah.
To make me look a little bit skinnier and more proportionate. And it became and the dramatic. Patrick Star silhouette for many, many years. And that's kind of like my digital, that's like my Mickey Mouse ears. You know, you see the three circles.
If you see the bun, you know it's Patrick Star.
The head and the belly. You know Patrick Star's in the room. But when I did the video, I was like, oh my gosh. I think I told Peter. I was like, Peter's my brother. I was like, I think I want to do and talk about my biggest insecurity and reveal my bald head. And I remember we would do like interviews and press stuff. And remember like some photographers and stuff, they would be like, Fabian, remember that? When they would be like—
Did somebody actually take
yes,
it off?
Yes, I think I did a video with Glamour. It was for me to take off my my makeup. And then they were like, can you take off the wrap? And I said, I'd like to keep it on, please. Very, very Drag Race and Valentina. But then I think when it came to you, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, do you remember that? I was like, Shalom, can you do a video with me? And take off the turban and you took it off. And we became, we did a Get Ready together. And then we're now a TikTok meme.
Do you see? I was just about to say that. I was like, wait,
it's been like 3 years.
Has it been 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 2018. It was just
I'm seeing the videos now. I'm just like, I keep getting
us
tagging
ripping
them.
Off our wigs. Like, I was gonna be like, let's just make memes while we're here, like showing off our baldness, you and me, like texting and stuff. And I saw it on TikTok. People are sending it to me, like,
it's
is
like
this you
going off like right now on TikTok and stuff? I was just like, whoa, this has been a while.
But that really meant so much to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, like it's like to me. I think two things. It was so stupid. Like I was so scared to reveal it, but then I felt really stupid revealing it too.
Really?
Because if you think about it, we're like beauty influencers.
Right.
And a part of the beauty genre is hair.
True.
You know, there's makeup, there's hair, there's nails, there's skincare. And it was just like, fuck. Like,
it's
kind of
crazy. Like,
girl, I've had hair deals too, bitch. You've been in a wig campaign.
Yeah.
Like, for us bald people to have hair, getting paid for hair.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
The things that we take so like serious when we actually talk about it and then we get the response and people are just like, oh, like, you know, it's okay. Like, we still love you, like, regardless. But this whole time you're just like, scared to reveal that, you know, but just being able to do that, that's strength, because then somebody else has the will and power to also do the same. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to talk about like the business of Shalom Black and how you're like a boss ass bitch, because I'm like, she's over here on this red carpet. She's over here on YouTube.
Oh, so what please.
Is, girl, you have a house. A
Thank
home.
You.
You're remodeling your home. You take care of your sisters when you revealed her room to mm-hmm. live with you. And you're very about sharing the wealth and the mm-hmm. love because you're just that kind of person. Mm-hmm. Now, what does it take for one to obtain that level of success? So who's on the Shalom Black team?
So I actually don't have that many people. A lot of my other friends are like, you need to get like a personal assistant. I'm just mm-hmm. like, I'm so used to doing everything myself. Is really scary for me to let go mm-hmm. and be like, okay, you do this. Mm-hmm. But I have my manager and then he has an assistant. But then I have my virtual assistant who's my cousin. She lives in Maryland. So mm-hmm. we do the whole like texting back and forward. Mm-hmm. But that's like the only people I have on my team.
Your manager, your virtual assistant, and you.
Yeah.
And you do it all.
I know.
And you know what? I look at your fucking hair on Instagram, I'm like, yeah. And she has time to lay and slay a fucking wig that doesn't seem to blow off in the wind.
Listen, I put glue everywhere.
360.
Listen.
Me, child, yeah. I'll be glad if my forehead size is consistent for the whole day because I do not glue down my wigs.
No?
You have updos, you have buns and yeah. everything, and you do your own makeup. You style yourself too.
Yeah.
You do your own makeup.
I try to
You do your
everything.
Content.
Yes.
You have time to remodel, talk to contractors, remodel a kitchen, a master bath, decorate.
That's a lot for somebody. Like when you mentioned I think that, so. I feel like I actually do need somebody like mm-hmm. to just make life a little easier. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why
I
got
you here
like,
thus far. So far, so good.
Yeah. You know, but I feel like to grow, like one thing is to have team. You know, mm-hmm. you can't do it all by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I need to get that like mm-hmm. in my mindset. Like it's okay, Shalom. Mm-hmm. But the trust.
A lot of internal conversations
yes.
with yourself.
So I'm still working on that.
With all the success and the fame and the money, the house, the looks, the hair, the face. Oh. You had a breaking point.
Yeah.
You literally dropped everything mm-hmm. and left.
Yeah.
I remember watching like your beautiful glam room tour. Mm-hmm. You installed your cabinets and your drawers. And you yeah. had you had beautiful daylight in your beautiful apartment. Yeah. And then poof.
Boom.
You left. I said, what?
Oh, that's getting me so emotional.
I said, what the fuck is going yeah. on? I don't
Life.
Think it's not. It's not in articles because, you know, the production team here, we try yeah. to like dig and do our research. You're crying, girl.
Yeah, no, because I'm like really remembering that. Like,
was it depression at that time?
I think that was what I was dealing
Loneliness.
With.
Loneliness.
Yes.
I remember you didn't have anybody.
No,
it was just
family.
Like some friends, just like not family.
Friends that I actually made when I came right. here. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it wasn't anyone that I knew. I don't know. When I say it hit me out of nowhere, and I felt like maybe I was dealing with it, but I just never realized it or wanted to accept that that was what I was dealing with. I kind of wanted to blame it on everything else, but like, bitch, you're depressed.
Like dealing with
yeah.
it. Mental
so,
health.
Exactly. One night I woke up just tripping.
And
literally.
You bought a ticket.
Yeah. Like 3 days after, I was like, F this. I don't want to be here
oh,
anymore.
Oh, that's what it was. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Okay. So I reached out to you to do a video. And I was like, oh my God, she's here. She just installed her closet.
Yeah,
she's here. And you're like, I'm actually leaving.
I'm leaving. Remember and I started
that?
Crying.
Yeah, you started crying. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, are you okay? You're
and
like,
my
I'm
cousin.
Actually leaving. My cousin
yeah.
flew to get me. Mm-hmm. We're moving right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to film you with you when I'm back.
Yeah, if I come back. yeah. I remember exactly. That's crazy because I don't really remember a lot. I remember exactly where I was when you called me. Mm-hmm. My cousin's trying to, like, help me just kind of feel good. She's like, let's go for a walk. And then we, like, went to this Thai food restaurant that's, like, kind of close to my apartment. And that's when you called me. And I just remember just, like, breaking down. I couldn't stop crying. I was shaking, mm-hmm. did not know. And, you know, I came to the realization also, I was afraid of losing everything. But I just started gaining a lot.
Everything.
Exactly.
You started gaining everything, but you're afraid to lose everything.
Exactly. And I was like, where's that coming from? What is giving me the idea that I'm going to lose everything? I didn't have much, you know, coming mm-hmm. from Nigeria and stuff. So when you actually start to, you know, gain success, this fear, but it just like triggered to other stuff. And I was like, I cannot be here. The thought of the S word mm-hmm. was there, which was the whole thing. And I had to like, my cousin back in Maryland had to call the police to come get me.
Because you had suicidal thoughts.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. After that packed up. I didn't even pack up my stuff. I left everything and we just got a moving company to come and pack my stuff and just like put it in the storage. I was just like, I don't even want to like think about it. I don't know if I'm going to come back to LA, but it was just in LA and I was back home, just in my sister's apartment, not going anywhere. And I remember even being in her apartment, I was scared to be by myself and I would just cry all day. And then after I think 2 months or 3 months of being back home, I started feeling like myself again, talked about my feelings, and I felt like getting that out.
Online or to family or to friends?
To family. I was still trying to like kind of create content, you know, because I mean, this is our world. This is my job. But I remember like when I go back and I look at the videos that I did when I was back home, I could remember the feeling I was going through, but I had to put up a face.
What was it that made you feel whole again in those 3 months before you came back? Was it being around family, people? What was it?
It was being around family and realizing that they were going to roll with me regardless of what I have and don't have. Having my sister like being there, like, you know, she doesn't have that much, but she was like, stay here as long as you want until you feel good. And if you don't want to go back, it's okay. If you don't want to do this thing, it's okay. And just having that, it's like...
Right. But then it's like you popped off and you got a house and you're doing all this renovations. And then you're just like back to being the Shalom Black. Did having a home and becoming more lifestyle outside of beauty fulfill you more?
I think I just found some sort of like a peace. And then I started to be okay with talking about mental health because I feel like the whole thing was scary because I thought I was actually losing my mind. Being able to talk about it and be like, you wasn't like going asylum crazy. You're just going through something. I feel like, oh, okay, that's okay. And so when I came back, I knew like how to like manage with, you know, like my mental health. Not taking stuff so serious. Just living life and like flowing. I feel it more zen. And so, yeah, I came back and I was like, I do like being in LA. And I also find myself that I don't have to be friends with everybody. When I came to LA for the first time, it's like, okay, trying to get in with everybody. And I realized I don't have to do that, you know? Just let it happen naturally. If it doesn't, it's okay. I'm working and I don't have to go to every event. And then I decided, you know, I really like LA. I love the weather. I could do my work anywhere, but I want to be here.
You also had a piece of home because your sister was with you. And then also the process of your other sister moving with you was that. I think for anyone listening that wants to be an influencer and to live the LA dream, like if you look at all these successful influencers, whether that's Desi Perkins or Manny, just anybody that we can name, like Jackie. We have someone in the family.
Exactly.
You have your sister. She's making fufu for you. And you're just feeling all types of good. Like you roast her when she's trying to make TikTok. It's like the funniest thing.
She's
but
a
I
mess.
Think that gives you like a piece of a piece of home.
I basically have my whole family here now. You know, living right next door to me, an hour away. And it feels great. Like I was just like reflecting on this like a day ago. I was just like, wow, they're all here now, even though they get on my nerves. And I'd like to have my alone time.
But you love to have that.
Yeah, exactly.
We love to hate it.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's if I do miss them, I just go. But I don't get to miss them because they show up, you know?
Even though they're so annoying or they get on your nerves, it's just like you're so used to having, having that. Because I think sometimes when you're plucked out of a city and you're placed into, like you're literally a transplant.
Yeah.
In order for you to survive, you have to have certain things.
Exactly.
And, when I had Peter, you know, he just graduated college and I was like, okay, just stay on my couch, bro.
Aww.
And then it was like trip after trip after trip. And then I was like, I guess you're living here. And he's like,
and
what?
I love y'all. You guys' dynamic is so beautiful. The fact that you work together too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
It's crazy. Yeah. Coping with your mental health or those thoughts or just negative thoughts, like, do you manifest? Do you pray? What's your Shalom Black secret?
I would say I pray and I also talk. I don't necessarily have like a therapist. I actually want to go to a therapist and maybe actually talk, but I would talk to like my sister or my cousin, you know, to just kind of let stuff out. But most of praying, you know, because I feel like for me, I grew up in a religious home, even though I'm not, you know, as I should. But I always just remember, like, I can't do any of these things that I'm doing without like the strength of God. Mm. So that has like been helping me a lot. And like I said, also it's like me not taking, like if something doesn't work out the way that I plan, take a breath, try again, and everything would be okay.
Do you have more peace from having more balance now? Like having your family time and having your work time?
Yeah.
Because like you just shot for Vogue, bitch. You're like plastered everywhere. I was watching that Christmas gig that you did where they passed the gift exchange. And
yes.
I was just watching each of them. And I'm like, wait a damn minute. Shalom is in this?
Yeah.
But you're gigging. You're working.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
But I feel like you have a sense of home and peace. And, and that's through balance now?
No, definitely. I love how people can tell.
Oh, yeah. We could tell. I mean, you're here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this would have been a virtual podcast in Baltimore.
Yeah. No, I love that. Like, I have a few friends that would see my pictures. Like, I could tell you at peace because they know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, definitely. I feel like I did find my peace. And that's what has been keeping me like. Mm-hmm.
When you pray or when you like get ready, is it more of a nighttime thing or a daytime thing? Is it both? Is it just when you feel stressed? Like,
it could be anytime, but mostly like when I wake up, like being able to wake up, I'm like, I woke up today, thank you God. And it's like sometimes it's like really short prayers, but I'm like, thank you for waking me up and I'm healthy. Let's get it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. Is there anything exciting that you're looking forward to now that you've like, I mean, there's still more that I'm excited for you to see.
Life, like honestly, I want to travel.
Yes, you just traveled.
Yeah. You know, I got my passport like a few years ago.
Yes,
I
think it's like that was huge
a year before.
When you had your bags and you could go home, right?
Yeah, but we went to Japan. Remember?
Japan.
That was the first travel I did after I got my citizenship.
Yes.
And then the goal was like, okay,
me
I'm going to travel
so
home.
Gagged. We were in Japan.
Yeah.
I've never been out of the country. It's my first trip. And I was like, oh, bitch, let's fuck it up.
Yes.
We had breakfast together.
That was amazing.
It was funny.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to like go back to those days.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, the year after, was it pandemic? Mm-hmm. It's like the year after, right? Mm-hmm. So couldn't travel. But I'm hoping like this year I can finally go home. It's going to be 14 years.
Wow.
Since I left.
Since you left.
Yeah.
You're planning on going home.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of in
like,
your life?
Of what I did?
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many to choose from.
No. I don't know. Because I don't really… Like, yes, I appreciate everything that I've done. But I also don't like see them as like… Oh, I don't know. It doesn't make me have big head or anything like that. But I would say my most proudest moment has to be me being able to buy my house.
Wow.
I'm not first generation because I wasn't born here. But being able to come from where I came from,
to
Nigeria,
America.
You know, like our neighbor sent me like photos of our house now in Nigeria that we used to live at. And I was just like, wow, this is what we lived in.
Mm.
And to see where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like amazing to me. So that's my proudest moment and being able to have my family. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you guys don't
in
have to
the
worry.
House yeah. To feel like a home.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like we did that. We came to America and we're here.
Mm-hmm. You a real estate queen now.
Yeah, I'm trying, Patrick. I'm really trying to venture myself out and do stuff that I enjoy. I enjoy makeup, of course, but like decorating and fashion is something I've always really loved, but I feel like I didn't necessarily express that on my platform as much, just because I'm like, okay, people know me for like doing makeup. Let me just focus on that. And now I'm just like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can love more than one thing and do all those things.
Right.
So.
I think the genre of beauty, I wouldn't say because of us. I think it's just because of people's general interest is that beauty is a lifestyle.
True.
You know, and so we happen to expand into hair, fashion. I think I saw you at Fashion Week when I walked, right? You were there?
Yes, I was at the front line.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. Yeah. I think you're the first person I saw when I turned the runway.
Did you see me though?
Yes, I swear. Because you were right across when I entered.
Yeah, I was like right with the
right there.
People. Yeah.
And I saw you after the show.
Yeah, that was an experience.
That was cool. Yeah. But I mean, like me as an influencer, beauty influencer, and then you as an influencer, we're both at Fashion Week.
Yeah.
We also happen to do things outside of fashion. Yeah. You have your Shalom homepage.
Yes.
your, what's the page called?
It's called Shalom Home.
Shalom Home, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Shalom Black Home.
Shalom Black Home. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we see influencers like Desi Perkins, she's a mom. You know, yeah. Raw Beauty Chrissy, she's a mom. Jackie and Dennis, you know, with Forever Mood, yeah. like they're a Kendall.
I love brand. How like everybody's like growing because I watch all of you guys, you mm-hmm. know, and seeing that everyone is like growing and creating like their own thing. It's inspiring. And I feel like that's, even though I wanted to do my fashion line, you know, mm-hmm. for the longest, I didn't have that strength or fate. But just mm-hmm. seeing, like, people always say my peers, obviously, mm-hmm. we are on the same platform and seeing you guys venture and making your own thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. Shalom, you could do this. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm dabbling mm-hmm. into business. Creating my own thing. You
oh,
know?
Wow. So, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Dude, where do you find your inspiration? Is it through others, like your peers, like you said, or social media? Is it big brands? I think because for me, we've been in social media for so long mm-hmm. and we're not looking at big brands
yeah,
or
no,
anything.
It's
We're
so
looking
different.
At each other for inspiration
exactly.
now.
Yeah, no, I would mm-hmm. say my peers, to mm-hmm. be honest. Yeah. I love your work ethic.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You are always working. I told you, there was this other day, I think I was here, I was like, when are you not working?
I work a lot. I will say.
Yeah, like when are you not
but you
working?
Know what? To me, I think at this point, like it is a lot of work. It is a lot mm-hmm. of time, but I'm living the dream and I have get to have amazing friends like you. I yeah. do want to shout you out because when I was creating my translucent powder,
yeah.
I was like, Shalom, baby girl, yeah. you need to come over
yeah.
now. And you're like, done. And yeah. I was like, and I need you in my music video.
And it's so fire.
Yeah,
okay.
thank you. Yeah. yeah, you said I need a touch up right before we come on.
Look
and
at
I
that.
See you
Do
up
you guys
in my
see my
kit.
Skin? You're always mm-hmm. doing it. And I feel like you inspire me a lot. I'm like, what is Patrick doing? When I see you working, I'm like, bitch, get off this bed and go do something. like, Patrick is
but, you know,
out doing
one time,
thing.
At the same time, when you know, if you are in bed watching on social media, like, that is a part of the job.
Right.
I think when I started social media, I felt guilty for being on my phone, like, looking at TikTok mm-hmm. or Instagram. But I'm like, I actually have to look at what's going on. What's trending, what's good, what's yeah. popping. You know, this and that.
You get caught up though, especially
yeah,
on
do.
TikTok.
You do.
I was up one day on TikTok scrolling and scrolling. And then my sister comes, why are you still up? I said, it's just 10 o'clock. She said, nah, it's 3 o'clock, 3 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. Okay. It's time to put this down. Yeah.
That's funny. So for you, fashion's in the future.
Yes.
What can we expect from Shalom Black?
Shalom Black. Again, you know, I'm getting into the interior design world. Uh-huh. So you guys will be seeing me collaborating with other, you know, not just content creators, but, you know, viewers too mm-hmm. that want me to like come in and just kind of bedazzle this space.
Hold up.
So I'm working on that. And of course, I'm working on my fashion line.
Oh,
and I was like, should I just like not say anything about it until it comes out? But
oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So I'm super excited.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Since you have all this going on and you're mm-hmm. like a success and you have fashion in the future, interior design.
Patrick, you're gassing me up.
I have to, girl.
You're gassing me up.
Just so when you listen to this, it's a reminder for you when you're scrolling, you can listen to this and just know that you're a bad bitch.
Thank you. What
advice would you give to anyone aspiring to be in your shoes or your younger self? What would you say? What advice?
Honestly, everybody says this, like, believe in yourself. But no, seriously. Like, believe in yourself. Don't be afraid to take chances. Again, you lose 100% of those chances you don't take. It doesn't matter what you want to do in life. Just go ahead, fool for it, try it before you knock it. So,
that's good. Yeah. That's good. We have a segment called Doing the Most.
Okay.
Are you ready to play? It's rapid fire.
Okay, let's go.
Doing the most, bitch.
Who do you think is doing the most?
As in, like, a negative way?
No, it could be positive. Anything. It could be negative. We've never done it. who you want to call out?
No, I don't want to call anybody out. Who do I, like, as a, like, influencer, my peers?
It can be an influencer.
Who's doing the most? You? Jackie Aina?
Yes.
I love that.
Cute. What means the most to you?
My family.
Family. Same. When were you the most messy?
I'm never messy.
Shalom. Never. Well,
not publicly.
So that's why I'm asking. When were you the most messy?
You know what? I wouldn't say messy, but I'm just the person, if I don't like you, I don't like you.
Oh.
And I don't have to make it public. You know, it's a silent thing. I don't think it's being
You have
messy.
The most just, beautiful eyes. I remember doing your makeup for the Wakanda recreation.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
You just have, you're so fucking pretty, but also Thank the resting you. Bitch face. So I'm glad I haven't seen that I don't fuck with you face.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine.
I'm learning to like really not keep my face like that. So even like when I'm driving.
You were born with it,
I'm
girl.
Driving and I know my face is straight. I'm like, I don't know. Because you could see through my car. It's like, you don't know if a guy wants to holler at you. But he looks at he looks at the door and he's like, why she looks so mean? She's probably angry right now. So I like, when I drive. So I've been trying to practice.
Well, this wing ain't helping, girl. It's just so sickening.
It's the, you know, the one size.
What is the most expensive thing you have?
My house.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
Work. Well, I can't wait to come over. Thank you so much, Shalom, for coming on Say Yes to the Guest.
Thank you for having me. This
you're
was
like
fun.
You're like such an inspiration. You're inspiring so many people through your content, through your journey, through your advocacy.
Thank you.
Burn survivors, mental health awareness and everything. And I'm so honored to know you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I love you.
I love you too. Everyone follow Shalom Black across all social media and show her some love on Shalom Black Home. Shalom Black, subscribe to her. Follow her. She's so fabulous. And thank you so much for spreading love and positivity.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Say Yes to the Guest. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and follow at Say Yes to the Guest on all social platforms. Remember, you are successful. Now go out and be the bad bitch you truly are. Can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye.